Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Debbie Stanton, director of the Washington Public Library, about some upcoming events.
The library has some concerts and programs coming up later this month. Can you let us know what is coming up?
Sure. So I will start with a very big program that we're having during spring break. So usually this tends to be kind of our quiet time as we're preparing for summer reading, but Janisa, our school-age librarian, wanted to do something really big this spring. So on Tuesday, March 21st at 10 a.m., we're having a family special program called Absolute Science. It's basically like a science magic show. So they'll be doing really big experiments, explosions, things like that, and it should be really fun. It's free and it's for all ages, just kind of a chance to do a little something with spring break, you know, if people aren't going out of town.
And do people need to sign up ahead of time?
They don't. Nope. It's going to be run a lot like our summer programs when we have the really big presenters or performers. So we're picturing quite a few people being there, and so it'll just be, you just drop in if you can make it.
And if people are looking for something to do over spring break, is the library a good place to find something?
Oh, of course it is. You get a chance to read what you want to read instead of what school tells you to read. So, no, it's a great place to just come and sit. You know, if you do have any studying you have to do, obviously you can do that in there too. But just a chance to kind of relax and read some books that you want to read.
And is the playroom upstairs getting used?
It is, yeah, it is definitely getting used. It's fun. This year we started keeping track, so we have people sign up as they go upstairs. And so that's just been kind of fun to see how much it is being used. Because we didn't even realize before, since it was just open and people would come in. And it tends to be a long time. Like, they'll come in and play for maybe an hour, 2 hours at a time. So it's really fun.
Great. And you also have some concerts coming up.
Yes, so I thought it would be a good chance to kind of highlight some of the spring concerts ahead of time. Usually we put up a flyer, you know, a couple weeks ahead of time, but we have some actually really big concerts coming up that I wanted to let people know about. And partially the reason we're able to do this is because the Library Foundation has taken over sponsorship of the concerts. So we're going to be able to bring in some bigger performers thanks to the foundation's sponsorship of it. So for example, on April 13th, which is during National Library Week, we are having a Celtic guitarist named Jerry Barlow. He's out of the Colorado area, very well known nationwide. He's on, you know, played a lot on the radio and things like that. So he'll be coming at 12 o'clock. So just kind of like one of our noontime concerts, but a very special noontime concert to have him come to town. And I think it'll be a great fit for the library setting also, just because he's just, you know, single performer, but very, very talented. We have some other upcoming free noontime concerts as well. So usually we have only one a month, and we've been able, because we actually have gotten a good reputation as being a great place to perform, we've been contacted by the University of Iowa Art Department and their music department. And so we are actually going to be able to do two concerts each month in March and April due to university concerts. And then on Thursday, March 23rd at 12 o'clock, we are going to have a vocalist and piano duo from the University of Iowa. And that sounds really interesting. It's actually music written kind of inspired by poems by Goethe. And then Sasha Burden, who's actually been here before, is the pianist, and the vocalist is Rachel Josselson. So they'll be playing the music for that. And then in April, so I talked about Jerry Barlow coming, and then on Sunday, April 30th at 3 p.m., we have a Music of the Americas concert. So there's a clarinet and piano group called Duo Andorra, and then they have a mezzo-soprano who's coming named Lisa Nieher, a mezzo-soprano coming. And so they're going to play music from like North and South and Central America, some classic and some a little more pop or like modern music. So I'm really excited about that. And, you know, both of those acts, that kind of the second acts in the month, actually contacted us, which was really neat. People have really enjoyed coming to Washington, getting to know Washington and playing at the library.
So with concerts coming up and a big science day with explosions, it's safe to say that the Washington Public Library is not your stereotypical quiet place.
No, it's not. But please do come and study if you need to, because we have study rooms, we have meeting rooms. But yeah, it's absolutely so fun to have some of these unique things happening in the library that are a little unexpected.
That's been today's Washington Page with Debbie Stanton, director of the Washington Public Library. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.